If you were in Spokane last summer, you probably remember how smoky it was. Earlier this week, Spokane Regional Health Officer Bob Lutz said smoky air this summer was no longer a matter of if, but a matter of when. With several fires burning in the Northwest, it seems the when is now. Lisa Woodard is a spokesperson for the Spokane Regional Clean Air Agency.
We're in a moderate. Air quality is acceptable for most people, but there are some people in our population who are unusually sensitive to air pollution, and they might be affected in that moderate category.
Spokane spent much of the morning in the unhealthy for sensitive groups category.
That means that members of sensitive groups could experience some health effects. So, for example, if you have heart conditions, if you have breathing, respiratory type conditions, then you are considered in a sensitive group.
Kim Popich, a spokesperson for the Spokane Regional Health District, reminds people to follow the district's recommendations when air quality diminishes.
If you're told to stay indoors, it's really important that you do stay indoors and keep indoor air as clean as possible. And we also don't necessarily recommend that people use masks, especially dust masks that you can find commonly like in hardware stores. Those don't offer a lot of protection. Our primary recommendation is to stay indoors.
For updated information on the current air condition, you can visit SpokaneCleanAir.org. I'm Jeremy Burnham reporting.